Feeling the body pour breath out. And maybe two or three times we could really get into pouring the breath out a bit long and deep and full. Enjoying how naturally the body gives its out-breath. Joining into that giving. Of what's extra. Of what's already been touched. And maybe while letting the physical breath just relax and be itself without trying to make it long or full or deep, we could still feel into that generously giving of the out-breath. The relaxing and letting go that go together. The landing here in place. And we could even invite our thoughts to just fall out with the out-breath for two or three breaths. A different relationship with the images that come to mind, the memories, the words, the shapes in the mind. Feeling that the shapes and words and images and memories in the mind could just maybe not stick. And just really relaxing into yourself, if possible. Into your ground, if possible. Or where is it possible to relax? What helps relaxation feel possible? Relaxation means just being. Being here, being allowed to be here. Being allowed to be natural. Allowed to be with the natural freshness of whatever this life is. So sometimes we feel in observation mode, we try to observe, we feel tight and harsh, mean, not kind, control. And so then we would feel our body-mind, our organism, our amoeba-like sensitivity and knowing would naturally, if allowed, would fall away from that kind of observing with control and judgment. We would naturally fall out of that, if allowed. And what do we fall into when we fall out of controlling? Not a reaction against controlling. Where would we fall into? Sometimes it can be necessary to bring the possibility that there could be friendliness inside with ourselves. We could like ourselves or love ourselves. Or we could feel good in touch with the ground or the air. Or maybe all these thoughts aren't true or important. And also maybe all these thoughts are also not something wrong with me. They're just happening, a sign of life. Who knows where they come from, what they're made of, where they go. Not black, not white. Not right, not wrong. And if maybe you didn't know that already there's okayness, but there is. In you. Already wholeness and beauty and home. And connection with all. Even if I can't find that, if I can't think of it, I can't imagine it. Because maybe we were taught away from that sensing of okayness, but maybe there is okayness. In this beauty and intensity. And then, what happens with our body? Could we now let the body adjust itself, find its alignment with living just now, ground, air, heaviness, lightness, roundness, straightness? If we just give the tiniest little bit of wiggle, like a little bit of movement, possibility to the body, maybe even slightly physically moving the body to give the intelligence of body to find its way, to smell its way into or towards alignment. The honest body to find its sense of alignment, home, here-ness. And with that, maybe the hands would like to move from where they are to another place. Maybe one hand would just like to turn over if we would let it. And so we could let it. So it's just like bringing a question mark to each foot and each hand. And then giving it its place. If that one hand would like to be on a knee or a hip or the ground, then we could gently honor that. And enjoy the gentle shift of atmosphere, inner atmosphere especially, with the slightest change in how our hand or foot lies into the ground. And then we can just pour into the ground like a bucket of water or a bag of heavy sand. Or a bag of flowers. We don't know what this is. We can't even imagine. And our experience gives us direct line or window into this. All day we can really feel lovingly how much difference in the body there is between a reaction of our programming or habit and another kind of living movement or living presence or just aliveness. We can really feel aliveness and deadening. Survival, armor, defense, reaction, etc. Uncomplicated, just in the body, feeling the quality of livingness here always. And how it is when a reaction takes hold. And we could play with allowing the body to get more and more like a pool of water or a puddle, small, tiny, pool of water. So in the ground, so open. And receptive, as if each sound would bring a small wave, like a small wind, across or through the water. And the temptation, the tendency, we would start to tighten to be that sensitive, to try to feel, and then we remember that relaxing, our sensitivity comes awake. A chilled out receptivity. Feeling that pond or pool of water really mixing with the earth, cooling the earth, not separate. From ground. And sometimes, even if you're sitting up, it might be that the whole back of the body feels like the pool in the ground, not only where your body touches the ground. And sometimes even if you're lying face down, feel where is a call towards rest, gravity. Chilled out. Receptivity. To each breeze, each small wind of each sound, uncomplicated. Sometimes here, might come a feeling of being held, spacious, light, bright, still, some kind of subtle quality that sort of surrounds or fills you. Very subtle. In the body, usually feels good. The mind might wonder, what is this? Strange stillness. In the body usually feels slightly so good. And slightly we could just stay, give ourselves into that. So that's one possibility. Sometimes that happens. We kind of tune to a frequency. And then we can let that have us. That frequency could have you. Quietness, a smile, coolness. But most of the time, we need to keep finding a way of tuning out of our negativity that we're so used to. It has come to seem normal. And so one way is to feel as a pool, quiet, a bit relaxed, a bit open. Even when I feel closed, there is openness. I can sense that. I'm closed and caught up, but my skin feels the air and the ground, for example. I feel closed, and the very fact of feeling closed helps me know that something knows what openness is and longs for that, would move into that, would love that. So even if I feel like I'm just only closed, we can sense that that's not all, somehow. And not only would I like openness, but there is openness already. Am I ready to feel that as well? So in our given into the ground, receptive pool body, mind, as if from right in the middle of us, right in the source of our life, what is important? What makes life, every life, precious? Something we recognize in any living thing. Like a deep ancient song in our veins. And acknowledging the goodness of aliveness. How it's worthy of honor. How our cells respond in the presence of aliveness. We can explore. Sometimes there can be a relief in being allowed to know in a kind of belly way the taste of aliveness and our love of that, or being allowed just to ask what is important, experientially what is important, not what have I been taught. Sometimes it's relief, sometimes there's an opening towards, sometimes there's an opening inward. Sometimes there's a filling and overflowing. There's not a right way, of course. So just to feel for your own words, what's important doesn't mean what's heavy. It doesn't mean, what do I think about most every day? It doesn't mean, where is there more pressure and stress? But secretly, innermost, what brings juice to your innermost being? If it were your life, then it would be centered on that. That quality, that love of peace or joy or home or love, freedom. Of adding nothing unnecessary, just simple. If it's abstract, we can also just remember, allow the mind to recall, to call back a moment in your experience of feeling good. Maybe there was a moment of feeling good and you don't know why, it just happened. And then letting the body remember that and letting it spread through all the cells. If not, maybe what comes to mind is remembering feeling good because someone said something nice to you or you won a prize or whatever. So also that feeling in the body, letting it spread. And gradually feeling, what is the quality like in the cells? What's the texture of just happy or safe or ground or lightness or whatever? And for now, really, as much as we can ignore with forgiveness, ignoring our doubts, is this really the most important? For now, it's probably good enough. We can take away the word most important and just feeling this. This brings a response. The cells resonate. The muscles, the skeleton, the skin resonates. The brain pauses for a moment. The breath maybe shifts. Could I? Not figuring out how, just could I live that metness? Being met-ness. And so then, whether we could or not, just now feeling what it feels like. Letting it have the bloodstream, the brain waves, the rhythms of the body, of the cells. That spreading out, melting, opening, expansive welcome as you are. And so simply tuning into what helps you remember your experiential taste, texture, of what secretly you know is important or precious, or what moves you, what moves your love.